My name is Adil Ahmed. I am the member of the Parliament of Kazakhstan, particularly senator. At the same time, I'm a personal representative of the chairperson of the OSCE in office on combating intolerance and discrimination against Muslims in the OSCE region. In this mandate, I am working already since 2009. I was nominated by the Greek chairmanship and then later by Kazakhstan, Lithuania and Ireland. Now Ukraine also prolonged my mandate. Yesterday I listened to the speech of Prime Minister of Turkey, Erdogan. I would say that his speech was very strong, and he underlined the fact that the Security Council, Permanent Security Council members should be reformed because the Muslim world is not represented there. He openly stressed that the Muslim world should be represented in the Security Council of the UN. I think Kazakhstan and we support his idea because we see the reality, and Muslim world should be represented in that body. And the audience applauded for a long time. That means not only Turkey and Kazakhstan support this idea, the whole world supports. I think policymakers and parliamentarians should take into consideration this fact. I would say that the Organization of Islamic Countries, earlier it was a conference, but now it's a full-fledged organization. Kazakhstan chaired last year. And of course, we are a full member of that organization. And also, Kazakhstan goes into the Parliament Assembly of the Turkic-speaking countries. Last year, for example, your president, the president of Turkey, Abdullah Gül, visited Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan, and our president participated. Prime Minister of Azerbaijan came to that meeting. And our relationship in that area is growing and consolidated from year to year. And we support that idea. And in this respect, Kazakhstan fully supports the idea that Turkic peoples should be on friendly terms. We should coordinate our deeds, not only words, but deeds. And because our heritage, we have common heritage, we have common history, common language, common religion. That's why in this sphere, common culture, all these areas should be developed together. And on the other hand, Turkic Academy has been established. It's in Astana now. And all the Turkic-speaking countries participate in the activities of that academy. That's why we support this idea, because we have common origin. Of course, the role of Turkey is very great, and interrelation between Kazakhstan and Turkey, you know, is developing very fast and very fruitfully, very successfully. And our president visited your country very recently, and a relationship between the prime minister and the president of Turkey and our president and our government is very close and very developing very fast. And the role of Turkey is very great because we know that Turkey is a member of NATO. And Turkey's role in that area is also very important. And on the other hand, economic ties of Kazakhstan, between Kazakhstan and Turkey are developing very intensively. And that's why we support this relationship. And besides that, in the field of education, Kazakh-Turkish lycée or school developing very, very fruitfully in Kazakhstan. We should stay friends. And besides that, we know that all the Turkic people come from Altai. And Altai is part of Kazakhstan. And we feel warm attitude of Turkic people to Kazakhstan. And we also appreciate Turkish people. And in the field of culture, in the field of education, and we wish Turkey to prosper and to lead in everywhere, in all the fields of economy and life. A9 channel is a very well-known channel, I think, not only in Turkey, but outside Turkey. And I wish success to the viewers of this channel, because it's very important that the relationship between the two countries, brotherly countries, Kazakhstan and Turkey, are very developing very successfully. And the relationship between our presidents are very strong, and we are economically interlinked, and we are part of Parliament Assembly of Turkish-speaking people, and that's why we wish the viewers of your channel only to prosper.